praise God. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm glad you could join us once again this week. We're going to be getting into a new topic this week and something that I believe will be a blessing and a benefit to you. You know, there's a lot of things happening right now in the world. As I record this, it's early March of 2011. And of course, Brother Randall Greer has been ministering and teaching about what the Lord has been dealing with him about concerning that this very time right now that we're living in is a time when people are making decisions without maybe even knowing it. They're making decisions that are affecting their spiritual lives that will stretch on into eternity. You are making decisions with what you do with your life, what you do with your time. How do I order my time? How do I spend my time? What do I need to be doing? What do I need to be thinking about? You're making decisions along those lines all the time. And you know, there's a concept. I personally enjoy reading science fiction stories. I always have for many, many years. And there is a concept in science fiction that I find very interesting. And I believe it has a bit of a spiritual parallel. And that is that there's more than just the universe we live in. There's a multiverse. And that every decision you make spins off and creates a new direction or universe. In other words, you could have chosen a different path, and that would have caused other things to occur, other things to happen. There's been several movies that have talked about that very concept. There's one out now called The Adjustment Bureau. Now, I'm not recommending it. I haven't seen it. I don't know anything about it other than what I've seen on TV, the commercial, where they show that there are, in this case, this is the story, there are people that are trying to get a certain individual to make certain decisions to affect the future. And as they make those decisions, it affects the outcome of the timeline in the future. Now, that's the science fiction concept. But in the spiritual realm, there's an element of truth to that. Every decision you make in your life guides and directs your personal life, guides and directs you as an individual, and that impacts your friends, that impacts your family, that impacts your church, your place of work, the people that you associate with. Everyone is affected by the decisions that you make. This is a time of decision. This world that we live in right now is in a hectic, chaotic state. Countries are going through all kinds of chaos politically. Regimes are rising and falling. Political paths are being directed in different ways. And there's a spiritual element to this, as you know from all the things we've been studying. Satan is trying to win the hearts and minds of people throughout the earth. And at the same time, God also desires to win the hearts and minds of people for good. Satan is doing it for evil. God wants to win hearts and minds for good. Now, how can I say that? Because the Word of God says that it is God's will, his desire, that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Amen? Now, you say, well, Dr. Bill, if it's his will, won't it happen automatically, instantly? No, that's not the way it works. God has a desire. He has a will, but he's given us our own personal will. He's given us the ability. That's why we're different than angels. Angels don't have the right to choose. They have the ability, but not the right. You see, Satan was created as an exalted being. He was one of God's creations that served God at one point in time. But he made a decision. He chose a path, a direction that God did not design for him to go in. And in doing so, he lost his position and was cast down out of heaven into the earth, where unfortunately he's affecting the world right now. And he's affecting the nations right now. But he, as an angelic being, made a decision he had no right to make. man is unique in that God has given us not only the ability to make decisions, but the right to make decisions. That's why we're in a class that's separate from angelic beings. He has made man, the scripture says in the King James, a little lower than the angels. But actually, if you study that out in the Hebrew, it says that he's made man a little lower than Elohim, Elohim being the plural form of the word God, in other words, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He's made man just a little lower than Elohim. That's pretty amazing. Now, that's not to say that man is God. He's not. He's lower. But he's been given unique abilities that no other creation that God has created has. And one of those unique abilities is the right to make decisions concerning your own life and your own direction and your own outcome, even your own spiritual outcome, where you're going to end up for eternity. Which is why it is so sobering and so powerful to realize that you make decisions that affect your eternal existence. Whether you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior is going to affect your eternal existence. That's powerful. And let me tell you, you need to make the right decision. God, it says, has placed before you life and death, blessing and cursing, and then it gives you a hint, choose life. He wants you to choose correctly. Choose life. Now, I say all that to simply say that God has in mind for you to make decisions about how you use your time, how you use your efforts, your energy, your thought process. Everything about you needs to conform to the Word of God for you to ultimately be successful in life. And I believe all of us want to be successful in life. Amen? But success isn't measured in the amount of money you have. Success isn't measured in the amount of things. I'm sitting here in my living room. It's a nice house. I love this place. It's great. God blessed me with it. But the things that I have here aren't what's important. What's important is my spiritual life, my family life, my church life. Amen. My relationship to God the Father is number one. My relationship to my wife and to my family, my son, is number two. My relationship with my church is number three. Then comes job and all the other social areas that I'm involved in. You see, you've got to keep this order in mind. You've got to keep God first place. Keep him number one. If you'll do that, you'll be blessed in everything that you do, and you'll have success in your life. And part of that success might be a nice house. Part of that success might be a tremendous financial blessing. God wants you to prosper. He wants you to be in health. 3 John makes that very clear. You go to the book of 3 John, look at verse 2. It says, my desire above all things. Now think about that. Above all things that I could name. I want you to prosper. That's financially. Read the context. Read the Greek. And be in health. That's physically. Even as your soul prospers. Your soul is your mind, your will, and emotions. So what's it talking about there? It's talking about your soulish realm, your mind, your will, your emotions, being conformed to the Word of God, getting your life in line with the Word of God, and then in doing so, you will prosper, and you will have good success, you will be in health, and you'll be blessed in everything that you put your hand to. Whatever you put your hand to will prosper, praise God, if you keep these things in the proper order. Amen? All right, let's look into the Word of God in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Now remember, we're talking about making choices, and I want to help you make the right choices. So let's look at one of the areas that Paul specifically told this young minister, Timothy, where he needs to make some proper choices. Let's look at it. I exhort, therefore. Now, this is I invoke by imploring, or I invite you. But it's a strong word. I exhort you. Therefore, that first of all, first is in order of time and importance. The first thing you need to do is supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings. Now, the word kings here is basilgeos in the Greek. Pretty rough pronunciation, but we'll leave it at that. Which means a foundation of power, a sovereign, or a king. Now, in our society here in the United States, that would be the president. He says, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, givings of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority. All that are in authority around you. Now, the word authority here is huperoche, which means prominence or superiority in rank. Okay, those that are in authoritative positions. Now, let me help you with that. That would be school teachers, police officers, governors of states, mayors of cities, principals in schools, pastors in churches, those that are in positions of authority over other people. We need to pray for those people. We need to intercede for those people. You say, but I don't like the president. I don't care what you like or don't like about their politics or what they're doing. You may not like what they're doing. It may not line up with the Word of God. But we are exhorted here to pray for those that are in authority. And actually, how much the more, if they're not doing the things they should be doing, should we be praying for them? I don't want to pray for them. No, you need to pray for those that are in authority. You need to make that decision. That's a decision that you need to make to have your life go in a direction that will be prosperous, successful, and being in health. We're talking about making those kinds of decisions. All right, so we need to pray. We need to intercede. We need to give thanks for all men, and especially those that are in authority. Now, there's a reason for that. This is the reason he gives, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Now, in these days, with everything that's going on, you say, Dr. Bill, how can I lead a quiet and peaceable life when I see society crumbling around me, when I see all these things happening? Well, you need to do what the Bible says. That's what you need to do. You need to pray for all men, and especially those that are in authoritative positions, because they're making decisions that affect your life. And what we need to do is pray for these folks that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Now, let me put this to you this way. If you aren't living a life that is in peace, quiet, you know, where you aren't disturbed, then you're going to be all bent out of shape emotionally and maybe financially and socially, to the point that you're not going to be able to do what God has called you to do, which is be a minister of reconciliation, which is to preach the gospel to the world. But Dr. Bill, I'm not the one going out to preach the gospel to the world. That's for you ministers to do. No, you're the one that's been given the ministry of reconciliation. We, as the ministry gifts, remember we just got through studying this, are charged with teaching you, ministering to you, helping you do the work of the ministry, which includes the ministry of reconciliation. Wow, Dr. Bill, that's a lot of responsibility. Yeah, it is. And you need to be taking that responsibility seriously. I think that's really the message for these days. We need to take the responsibility God has given us to reach this world seriously. Now, that doesn't mean it has to be a burden. It won't be a burden if your attitude's right. But you got to keep your attitude right. And one great way to keep your attitude right is praying for those that are in authority. If you pray for them on a regular basis, you will find that you won't be just running them down. You'll be, every time something happens you don't like or that doesn't line up with the Word of God, instead of getting all upset and mad about it, You may get righteously indignant for a while, but then turn that into prayer. Turn that into intercession. Turn that into the Lord, straighten out what's going on in our government so that we may lead quiet and peaceable lives and get our job done of preaching the gospel. Amen. That's what we need to be doing. Let's keep reading here. For this, living quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty, praying for those in authority, this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved, or let's put it this way, whose will it is that all men be saved. That's his will, that's his desire. He's not wanting anybody left out, but to come unto the knowledge of the truth. God doesn't just want people saved. Of course he wants that. But he also wants them to come into the knowledge of the truth. Now the term here, knowledge of the truth, that phrase, let's look at that. Epignosis is the word knowledge. That's the Greek word. Epig is a prefix that means above and beyond. Gnosis is knowledge, which is a body of knowledge that can be accumulated. So we're talking about something above and beyond natural knowledge. That's what epignosis is. That's revelation knowledge. So what he's talking about here, it's God's desire that all men be saved, be born again, yes, but he also wants them to have revelation knowledge, not just common mental knowledge, but revelation knowledge of the truth. The word truth here is aletheia. Aletheia. It means the truth. Now, I submit to you that the Word of God says that Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." The logos of the Word of God, the rhema of the Word of God. See, rhema is revealed knowledge. Logos means word. Rhema means spoken word and revealed word. The word is the aletheia. The word is the truth. So let's back up and look at it this way. It is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men be saved, delivered, healed, protected, made whole, spirit, soul, body, financially and socially, and delivered from temporal evil. That's the word sozo there. And come into the revelation knowledge of the truth of God's word. Woo, hallelujah. That makes me excited because that's exactly what God has charged me personally to do. Proclaim the word of faith to you. Showcase ministries. Help promote other ministries. And train you to fulfill the word of God. That's what God, that's my heart. That's my desire above all things is to put you in a position that you can fulfill the word of God in your own personal life, that you live in the blessing, that you operate in all that God has for you to do. You're making choices. You're making choices that direct your life. You're making choices that direct your future. You're making choices that affect you and your family and the people all around you. You need to make choices that will be a benefit not just to you, but to your family, to your church, to the world, which means reaching them with the gospel. And in order to do that, you're going to have to get your life in line with the Word of God. You're going to have to get revelation knowledge of His Word. And that's His desire. That's what it says. It states here very specifically as His desire. Let me go back and read it, verse 3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, whose will it is to have all men be saved, delivered, healed, protected, made whole, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, and delivered from all temporal evil, and to come into the revelation knowledge of the truth of God's word. Verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. The word verity there is that word aletheia again. It means the truth. In other words, I'm speaking the truth. And whereunto I am ordained a preacher and apostle, I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. I will therefore that all men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. He's saying that we need to be ministering unto the Lord, worshiping the Lord, praising the Lord, praying for those that are in authority. If we'll do these things, not because it's an obligation, not because I'm here exhorting you to do it, although that's good, praise the Lord, but because you have a heart toward God, you have a desire to minister the word of God to people. You have a desire to see them make right decisions and turn their lives around and be part of the blessing, capital T, capital B, the blessing that God has for us as believers. Brethren, if you'll get a heart for that, it'll change your life. It will change your direction. It'll change decisions you're making. And this is the hour of decision. This is the hour that the body of Christ is deciding which way it's going. Is it going with church? And, you know, when I say that, I'm talking about man's view. You know, I'm just going to go to church because we got the best social club. No. Are you going to make decisions that mean you have a relationship with God? Close, personal relationship. Then when you go to church, you join in with brethren of like precious faith, you worship the Lord, you learn from the things of God, from the Word of God, not how to do your rock climbing wall, but how you can get into the Word of God and succeed and be a success in life. And if that success doesn't, I want to reemphasize, it doesn't mean the things. It in most cases means the people around you, your family, your friends, your church. If you put them first rather than you first, you'll be in a position to do what God's calling you to do. And that's where you'll find your true happiness. That's where you'll find your true mission in life. And you will have the time of your life doing what God's called you to do. Amen. Well, I trust this has helped you and been a ministry and blessing to you. That's really my desire here on the Word of Faith Netcast. You know, I do these netcasts every week. I try to say something to you that's going to help you and minister to you. And that's part of my calling, is to reach you with the Word of God, help you make right decisions, keep you focused where you need to be focused in life, his own things of the Spirit. So if you'll do that, all these other things, seek first the kingdom of God, all these other things, they'll fall into place and they'll be fine. But if you put all those things first and your spiritual life gets out of whack, then you'll end up losing it all. Sad but true. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, I want you to write me here. You can write me at Word of Faith Ministries, our address, Word of Faith Ministries. P.O. Box 5213, that's 5213, High Point, North Carolina. Our zip code 27262. You can always write me at my email address, drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at wofm.org. And, you know, I say this every netcast, but I tell you what, I want you to do this. Go to our website, www.wofm.org. Check out the articles we have there, the other video netcasts, the audio messages. You can stream them, listen to them online. You can download them, put them on your MP3 player, listen to them in your car, whatever. They're all freely available. We don't sell anything. It's not my purpose to sell you something. It's my purpose to make these messages available to you so that you can hear the truth of the Word of God. And so we just make them freely available on the website. They're all there where you can download them. Entire history of the ministry is there. All of our old articles. We're going back and pulling up old messages from the early 80s and doing those on our radio program right now. As a matter of fact, messages that are playing right now are from a tent meeting in 1981 in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Really excited about some of the messages that have been coming from that tent meeting, kind of going back in time, a long time, to hear the Word of God as it was ministered at those tent meetings. But all of that is available on the website, and I encourage you to go check it out. I believe it'll be a blessing to you. And if you got some questions, some ideas, some things that you'd like to hear us address through Word of Faith Ministries, then let us know that too. You can write us and let us know those things. Check out Word of Faith Radio. Boy, there's some exciting things happening there. As I record this, Randy Greer is ministering every evening from Aberdeen, North Carolina at Jubilee Word of Faith. And that is being aired live every night on Word of Faith Radio. So there's just so many things happening that I'd encourage you to take advantage of. Now, you may be listening to this netcast at all kinds of different times. You may be hearing it immediately after we do it, or it may be months, years down the road. But just know this, there's always going to be something good going on at Word of Faith Radio. That's WOFR.org, Word of Faith Radio. Lots of good programs, meetings. I'm going to be interviewing Brother Harold Cagle from Word of Faith Radio soon here on the netcast. We're going to talk more about what is in store in the future on Word of Faith Radio. So stay tuned for that. See, there's just so much happening. So many good things to participate in the body of Christ that are positive. See, I don't want to talk so much about there are other things happening, unfortunately, that are negative that's going on in the body of Christ, but we need to stay with the positive because there's a lot of good things happening. Go to your local church that's preaching the Word of God. I believe if you're going to a good church, you're going to one that's preaching the uncompromising Word of Faith, and get involved there, praise the Lord. And remember, until next time, to fulfill the Word of God.